Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Owen Jones here. Kim Leadbeater is the sister of Joe Cox, the former Labour MP for Batley and Spen, who was murdered by a far-right terrorist half a decade ago. She's now standing herself to represent a community she's lived in all her life. Now, this is a big and very bitter by-election already, and in the documentary I've already done on this, I explored the disillusionment many Muslim Labour voters have with the party many of them have voted for all their lives. So I spoke to Kim about why she's standing, about the presence of the far right who are fielding candidates, about that disillusionment amongst Muslim voters. I do ask her about issues which keep coming up, like Palestine, like Kashmir, what she stands for, the sorts of policies she would champion. I think she's a very impressive campaigner. Personally, I would vote for her if I lived in Batley and Spen. But Labour obviously have a massive challenge, to say the least, and big problems which aren't actually her fault, but to do with the national leadership of the Labour Party. But see what you think, and I really do think her own humanity comes through. If you want to support us on patreon.com/OwenJones84, you keep the show on the road, you help us decide what we do, who we talk to, or use the support function as a one-off donation. Do leave us 5 stars if you're feeling nice. And with that, have a listen to me chatting to Kim.
Yeah, what makes me really sad, Owen, is I've lived around here all my life and we've been through a lot as a community over the last 5 years, and it makes me really sad to think that some people are coming to Batley and Spen and using us as a political football for their own means, with their own agendas, and when they all go, when they all disappear, when the circus leaves town, we all have to live here. Mm-hmm. I have to live here, my family have to live here. So it does upset me that, you know, there's going to be some nastiness in this by-election, and it's just not my style. I'm doing my very best to rise above it, but that is a challenge at times.
Can I ask, I know this is something you always get asked about your sister. How do you feel about the fact that, I mean, you know, that was a terrible political tragedy for this country, but for you it was personal beyond words. And we've now got, in this constituency, there are far-right candidates standing. And she was killed, of course, by a far-right extremist. How do you feel about you know, the lasting impact, not just on the community, your family, seeing the continued presence of the far-right politics?
I think he says it all.
Yeah,
look, I mean, I think about Joe every single day. You know, my story is my story. Joe was my sister. And, you know, for the last few years, people have known me as Joe Cox's sister, and I'm extremely proud to be so. But I'm fighting this campaign as Kim Leadbeater with my own, you know, life experiences and my deep care and compassion for this community. And people are going to come here and try and divide us, but they've tried before and they've failed. And I think it's really important that as a community, we don't engage with the negativity and, quite frankly, at times the poison that people are bringing to our community. As I say, when they all go, we all have to live here peacefully together, and the people around here are good people. They don't deserve to be used in this way.
So what's Labour's vision for the country as you see it now, that's distinct from the government?
Labour's vision for the country is about equality, it's about fairness, it's about social justice, it's about looking after people who've got us through the pandemic, it's about treating people fairly, and it's about standing up for those people that feel they're not being listened to. Voice for the voiceless, as we would say. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's the vision I have for Batley and Spen. It's about making sure every single person in this constituency is heard. You know, people have had a really tough time over this last 15 months. I want to speak to nurses, I want to speak to teachers, I want to speak to doctors, mm-hmm. and I want to speak to people who've kept our shops going. It's really, really important that everybody feels that they are valued, because they really are.
So we spoke today to lots of Muslim voters who voted Labour all their life. Some of them, one was a former Labour councillor, many, many years, and they talked about their father, their mother, their grandparents, ever since they came here, Labour through and through, and they're voting for George Galloway. What do you think is happening there?
I think we have to accept as a Labour Party that we have got some disillusion. And I think what we've got to really do is work on getting those people back so that they understand the Labour Party is their home. There are 16 candidates on the ballot paper for Batley and Spen, and there's only one person who lives here, and that's me.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But in terms of, I mean, that's important to lots of people having
a
local candidate.
It's very important.
But for lots of those Muslim voters we spoke to, they're annoyed with Labour, basically. They feel Labour has abandoned them, they've been taken for granted, and they don't think Keir Starmer's leadership is talking to them. So how would you say to them, as the Labour candidate, we're going to win your support back? Because at the moment, they're angry with Labour.
Absolutely. There is a lot of anger out there, and I understand that, and it's important that we listen to that. What I would say to that is, what matters is the future of Batley and Spen going forward. Mm-hmm. And we need an MP who understands the area, who's prepared to listen to everybody across the area, and deliver on the things that they care about. And the conversations I'm having are very, very varied. We have to be really strong on Palestine. The situation in Palestine is horrific. We have got innocent men, women and children being
killed.
What would
you do in practice?
My job is to put pressure on the Labour Party and the government and the international community to do more.
What would you want them to do with Palestine?
Well, we need to work towards a two-state solution. The first thing we need to do is get the peace talks started again. You know,
would you stop arms sales to Israel?
I think I would need to get involved in those conversations and those discussions. Okay. Look, there will be people who are far better informed than I am on the Palestinian issue. My job is to listen to the people of Batley and Spen and to take their voice forward into those conversations.
I suppose with Muslim voters, when we speak to them, I suppose that's what would concern them. They think with George Galloway, look, one of the most divisive people in the country, George Galloway. But for those voters, they think he's clear on Palestine. He will just say, if I asked him that, he would say, end arms to Israel and put actual, you know, support, withdraw British support for the Israeli occupation. For the Israeli state whilst they're occupying the Palestine. But you can't say that. And then what would a Muslim voter say to that in response to you, think?
I think what I would say to that is we've got a conflict that has been going on for 70 years.
Mm-hmm,
and we've got people dying, people without electricity, people without water. The first thing that we have to do is get peace talks restarted. That's absolutely the first thing. We have to be then working towards a two-state solution. We have to be ending the blockade of Gaza. We have to be stopping the human suffering that's going on there. That is the absolutely most important thing. It's more complicated than somebody like George Galloway would have you believe, let's be clear.
What about Kashmir? I mean, I say this, I know it should be about, you know, we think, but at the end of the day, candidates don't choose the issues, the voters do. People keep talking about Kashmir.
Yeah, again, the rights of the Kashmiri people need to be put first. Very,
would you
very clear
a referendum,
about that.
The potential independence for Kashmir?
Look, the first thing I need to do is get myself elected as the MP and to have those conversations. My job is to listen to the people of Batley and Spen, take their views forward within the Labour Party, towards the government and within the broader international community. That's my job. If anybody's telling you they're going to wave a magic wand and solve Kashmir or solve Palestine, sadly, they are lying to you. And actually, what we've also got to do is talk about all the other things that local people care about. So this has to be about local issues, national issues and international issues. But ultimately, there's lots of people who are going to turn up in these next few weeks who didn't even know where Batley and Spen was until a few weeks ago. You know, I've lived here all my life. Mm-hmm. You know, so those issues that people have got are my issues as well. So they need an MP who understands those issues. I'm very, very clear about that. People are going to turn up here with their own agendas and their own egos. It's not fair on the local people.
You're talking about constituency carried us through this pandemic, for example. It's huge sacrifice. Nurses. So there are lots of nurses, of course, in Batley and Spen. Would you support a pay rise of 12.5% as the Royal College of Nurses?
I think nurses need to be paid a fair wage.
12.5%?
Absolutely.
Pay rise increase?
I would have to look at the figures in a bit more detail, Owen. It's not as simple as me just again waving a magic wand.
No, but it's just picking a position, surely. The Royal College of Nurses said that's what nurses should get.
I think nurses deserve to be paid more. That's very, very clear about that. I went out for a drink with a friend of mine who's a nurse. She said, I'll get this round in, Kim. I've just been given a 30 pence a week pay rise. Uh-huh. Not good enough, is it? Let's be really clear about that. Okay. So again, my job is to speak to people about nurses being paid fairly, teachers being paid fairly, uh-huh. You know, addressing all the issues that have had a result of the pandemic. But again, we can't just wave a magic wand and make these things happen.
No.
My job is to get involved in those conversations and be allowed.
But people want a clear position, don't they, from their Member of Parliament?
Absolutely.
They
that's
want to know
it.
Where they stand.
Yeah, and once I'm elected, all those things will be considered, and I will come to my very clear points on them.
But would you vote to get rid of tuition fees for young people?
I'm not a massive fan of tuition fees. Absolutely. When I did my degree at 25, I didn't have to pay anything. It was absolutely wonderful to get a degree without having to pay a penny. I think £9,000 a year is excluding so many people from education. I think it's really difficult. I used to be a lecturer at Bradford College. You know, it's a massive barrier to people to think that they're going to get into so much debt. So yeah, those are really important conversations to be had. But you know, people are also sick of thinking that there is a magic money tree, so there isn't. So we've got to be really clear to people about that. So all these things need to be looked at in the round, and that's what the Labour Party is doing at the moment. Looking at its policies, looking at where the money needs to be spent, and how we can produce a fantastic manifesto ready for the next general election.
Just a couple of things before we knock on doors, because I want to see what the voters think. You're seeing people speak about you very warmly around here. They think you're a great campaigner, that you've got a great personality that connects with people.
Well, that's lovely to hear. Thank you.
But lots of people, lots of your Labour colleagues think this is lost. They think the Tories are going to win this seat.
Nobody is telling me this seat is lost. Nobody is telling me that.
Labour councillors are telling me that. Huh? Why do you think? Because normally opposition parties do better in by-elections than they do in a general election. That's not your fault.
No,
whose
absolutely.
Fault is it then?
Well, I think we're in a very complicated set of circumstances. We're just coming out of a global pandemic. You know, people have been through an awful lot.
Because the government messed it up. Labour should be doing really well.
Absolutely. But we also know there's a huge amount of support for incumbent parties. So we know that we're dealing with that. We're also Batley and Spen is dealing with 5 years of turmoil, to be quite honest.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So there is a huge amount of voter apathy. A huge amount of people who are just sick of having the doors knocked on and thinking, here we go again. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's complex. Most things in life are out there. It's not simple. There's not just one issue that people care about and are talking about. So I think the really important thing is that we hear what people are saying to us.
Yeah.
And my job is to ensure them that if I am elected, as the only candidate who lives here locally and has lived here my entire life, I will do my level best to represent them and their concerns and their needs. You know, you will not get anybody who cares more deeply about this community. And for me, that's what being an MP is about. You're a public servant.
Very lastly, because we need to knock on doors and you're organising it. Very obviously, you want to go and talk to those voters and win the election. Should Keir Starmer resign if this seat is lost?
Look, whether Keir Starmer resigns is a matter for Keir Starmer, but it shouldn't be based on Batley and Spen. You know, this is a really important by-election. It's really important, but for the people of Batley and Spen, it's not about Keir Starmer. You know, let's be really clear.
For some it is. We spoke to them.
Well, but then it shouldn't be, should it? Uh-huh. It should be about the future of this area. You know, I've worked here for the last 5 years through the charity, bringing people together, uniting communities, uh-huh. helping people who feel lonely, people who've been struggling down through the pandemic. This is not a referendum on one individual or one person. And anybody who tries to make it about them, quite frankly, has not got the best interests of the community at heart. And that's what I very, very clearly have. So anybody, you know, who is voting needs to think really carefully about what happens to our area in the next few years, and they need someone who cares and who is happy to represent them with a powerful, strong voice in Westminster.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If you want to support us so we can keep doing what we're doing, you can at patreon.com/owenjones84, just £3 a month or whatever. That keeps the team paid union wages and whatnot. Or use the support function. Do leave us 5 stars. Please, thanks. But I hope you're enjoying the podcast, by the way. We've got loads and loads to come, so do stay tuned. Take care, everyone. Speak soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.